when you, is that what to irrigate, you mean, or to, or for?
That was just drinking water.
Drinking water when you worked in the field.
Yeah, you'd take it, it's just big wooden barrels of a thing, but they had a, what we call a faucet on, you turn it on, got your water out there.
Some of you were working out in the field.
Yeah.
And then something that might be shaped like this, if you're gonna pour a liquid, you know, or something like sugar, you might pour it through something like
that. That was called a funnel.
And then something might crack to make a horse go.
That was called a whoop.
Alright, and if you went to the store to get a, buy some potatoes or oranges or something, grocer might put them in a...
They always put them in a basket, maybe, you know, you'd take eggs to the store, they sold them any of those eggs that way, and bought our groceries, and they'd just put them back in the egg basket that we took to the store. Oh,
but there was also a little paper thing that you might have had.
Paper sack?
Yeah. Now,
no, that one, they wasn't paper back.
Okay.
M was toast sack. That's what they call toast sack.
That was a big
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but they had little toast sacks then, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember them, too.
What did they put in the little toast sack?
They put beans and potatoes or something else like that. They put them down in there.
I see. Now, the ones later, now, you know, later they made of paper.
Yeah.
And what do they call those?
They call those paper cups.
Now those would be the kind of like they have today.
Yeah.
See, but the poke would only be made of paper.
Yeah.
That would never be made of cloth.
No.
And the amount, did you have a mill for grinding corn?
Yeah. But we always, now Dad's made a mini trip back up here. They used to be an old mill right across the creek over here. And he's made a mini trip up here and had me on the fly ground up here. He's bringing corn and the
Now what is the amount of corn you could take to the mill at one time?
Maybe 2 bushel or 3 bushel or something like that.
Did you ever call that a turn or a chance of corn or a turn of corn? Or
no. It was going to the mill.
And the amount going out to get wood for the fire. Mm-hmm. The amount you carry, you say.
A load of wood.
Would you call that an arm load? Or
no, we just always said we're going to get a load of wood and bring it in.
Okay. And then, now that up there is a...
That's a light bulb, but we had lamps back in those days. Kerosene lamps that we lit. We had to take matches and light things.
Did you ever, did you ever call that anything other than kerosene?
Yeah, they called it the lamp oil all the time.
Did you ever make a kind of a lamp?
Yeah.
With a can or something?
Yeah, with a can, put the lamp oil down in it and put set rich pine torches down in what we call the torch.
You put rich pine into the kerosene?
Yeah.
You
set it down in there and roll your rod around it while I built a mini lot. And I set a mini time by the bar, lying on them old bar places and got my school lesson.
Talking about a rich pine torch, would that be just a piece of rich pine?
Yeah, that's just a piece of rich pine.
But how about the kind you made with, where you poured the rag in, put the rag in there in the can?
Well, you just take it and get you a piece of wood and roll around that and pour it
in there and have you light it. Oh, I see. So you wrap it.
Yeah, just be more like a torch of a thing.
That's what I was talking about. Now, did you ever have seen these things that are smaller than barrels? They're just like barrels, only they're much smaller.
Yeah.
Nail
gauge,
what we used to call nail gauge. And on a, the thing you go around a barrel to keep the stays in place. You know, those two things go around the barrel.
That was called I forgot there. Yeah, barrel hook.
Okay, and something you put on the top of a bottle to keep
that was called a cork.
And they did a musical instrument about this long that people would blow on.
That was a French horn.
Okay, and the kind
and
of...
And a juice horn.
Now that was the one they twanged.
Yeah.
Okay, and something to drive nails with.
That was called a hammer.
All right.